Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Brittany?
Hi. Who's calling?
Hi. My name is Chuck. We're conducting an opinion poll about youth substance uses funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. The responses will be used to support an effort that help youth in your community. To make sure we're speaking to people of age of different ages. Are you in the range of 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
I'm over 65.
Over 65, thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess, okay? Now that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana described by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Say that again so I understand what it said. What?
Oh, sure. How often do you think most teenagers in your school district drink alcohol such as a beer, wine, or liquor in general?
Not very often.
Well, okay, let me give you the options, and just please tell me which do you, you feel more comfortable with. Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice, or never?
Once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year. Thank you. And how often do you think most teenagers in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Do you think daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice, or never?
Tried once or twice.
Tried once or twice. Thank you. How often do you think the most teenagers in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Okay. I heard what you said it the first time, but can you say it again?
Oh, sure. The last question, we were talking about weed or marijuana, and this question is about vaping devices or the electronic cigarettes. How often do you think they use these devices?
I don't really know. I think maybe like never.
Never. Thank you.
I'm going to say never.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance usage in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, you just agree, you disagree or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, please let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure or of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? I mean, anything you think is a great answer. So the first statement says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree? Okay. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Strongly.
Okay. Would you say strongly agree?
Strongly, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes. Do you strongly agree? Do you agree? Are you neutral? Do you disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Strongly.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Strongly.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers use marijuana.
Strongly.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Strongly.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers use alcohol.
Strongly.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping, of using electronic cigarettes.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt a law that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly.
Thank you. Vaping or using alternative cigarettes is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teenagers to do.
Strongly.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers use alcohol.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teenagers use marijuana.
Strongly.
Thank you. Parents should not let teenagers vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, okay. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. So if you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liqueur? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Never? Okay, thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
Never.
Never, thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. We have almost done. We have reached the 98% of the survey. So, and now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials to say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
How many times have I not heard?
Yeah, I mean, so far in this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Seldom.
Would you say a few times a week, a few times a month, a few times this school year? Which do you think it fits better to your answer?
A few times during the school year.
A few times this school year. Okay. May I ask you, how would you describe yourself? Would you say that you're an American, Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latina, or are you white or a different ethnicity?
I'm a white American grandma.
Okay, thank you. White American grandma, thank you. As a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive. Up to a total donation of $3,000, please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The first option is the Rangers Supporting Rangers. The second option is Community Scholarship Foundation. And the third one is Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. The Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive. So we just completed the survey with you, and that means this organization is willing to donate $5 for this survey. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would you prefer the Rangers Supporting Rangers, the first option? The second option is Community Scholarship Foundation. And the third option is Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Forest Lake, last one.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We really appreciate that.
Sure, and I'm glad you're conducting these kinds of surveys because about 50 years ago, they used to do this kind of stuff and they kind of forgot about it. And then other people thought it wasn't important and didn't spend any time. And then some of the parents that got busy doing other stuff they didn't think was important anymore. And I'm an old-fashioned grandma type that's trying to do the right thing for the right reason. And I'm also a retired nurse. So what happens after a while is I understand there may be medical needs, you know, and you may have a great influence on the development of any person,
right,
and a young person, as well as an old person, or you might be able to change an old person to do something to help enable them to live longer, too, just by conducting the survey, because you'll break the cycle of crap that they're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I totally understand. I mean, I'm here, like, trying to make people understand that their opinion, how it counts, and thank you. Thank you so much for thinking that way.
Yeah, just remember, you know, just keep calling the people because people get kind of like too busy doing junk. And the world needs this kind of stuff to keep going on and on and on and on. And if they're too busy to care about one another, then tell them to go live at another planet. Because,
right,
you know,
yeah,
some of the people and the groups of people that you work for and the Forest Lake people, that's one of the areas, I think, of the Twin Cities that takes time to pay attention to issues on families and developmental needs and drug use and that type of thing that brings it out, that talks about it. Because some of the other smaller suburbs or whatever are too busy doing stuff that's like stupid, that's not really necessary. And this is really a good thing to do for the community and the world, you know. So write a comment in there, you know, that when you called this phone number, how did you get this phone number?
Actually, we don't know. We received it from a long list of numbers. It was chosen at random. That's all we know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, too, because, you know, people are so they're so touchy about getting their phone numbers and asking them personal questions and stuff. And they can't even drive down the street and help each other, you know, when it's snowing outside. You know, so people have to be a little more, like, kind and careful. And it's not all about COVID. it's just like doing the right thing, you know, not being so snotty to people. You know what I'm saying?
Completely.
Are you a parent?
No.
Can you answer?
No, okay.
I don't. No. Well, you know what? That makes a difference because, you know, what goes around comes around, and what they learn, you know, they get exposed to. And, you know, young people, you don't need to be shown a great example. And this is a great example if you call them and ask them questions and you reach people or young people too, you know, because then they can get an opinion because then they get heard, see, and then they pay attention. So thanks a lot for your time for doing it too.
Thank you. It's really nice of you to say things like that. And thank you for your comment too. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you put anything into some, like, newsletter or, like, school newsletter or community letter or, like, some of these local newspapers, you know, that don't have enough to do where they can't put, you know, comments in there about what's going on in your community or whatever, you can put my first name, Renee, and that way people will pay attention to what's happening because they don't see it in print or hear about it. They don't think anybody's bothering, you know, and that's one of the problems. There's a lot of people that have children that don't have parents that just too busy taking care of their things, you know, not taking care of their kids, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just a person that's involved with things at different levels, and so I appreciate you listening to me, too, okay?
Well, we appreciate you for answering everything. Thank you so much, and hope you have a wonderful listening.
Yeah, you too. Take care, okay?
You too. Take care. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.